Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Lucas and Crawford on B-Ball Show. We do this show every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and we're lucky to have you all as listeners. It's really tremendous how many people listen to this program, and we have a lot of fun with it. Of course, Richard Lucas is a real wimp because he takes the summer off. Now, he no longer has that excuse because we're out of summertime. We're now into fall, so Richard's going to be coming back here very shortly to join this program, and he is a much-needed addition. But until that time, we kind of like to jump around and talk to various basketball people from around the country and maybe some people in the Northwest where Richard and I both reside here in Portland, Oregon area. But we talk to people that maybe don't get a lot of attention on the basketball court or off the court that are really good coaches or players or everything. So tonight we have a very special guest. We have Scott Garson, who is the head men's basketball coach at College of Idaho in Caldwell, Idaho, and they are a member of the Cascade Collegiate Conference. What a great basketball conference that is, and Scott will be joining us in just a moment here. But by the way, I am Greg Crawford, and I work with Richard Lucas on this program. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops, just like it sounds, only one C in there, WC Hoops. And then you can also follow me at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. So that's two ways to follow me. And if you follow me, you're going to hear a lot about basketball and golf and sports in general. But I'm a basketball, golf, sports business guy. That is my main things. But my main things also are talking to great people. And I am really happy to have this person on the program tonight, Scott Garson, the head men's basketball coach at College of Idaho in Caldwell, Idaho. And Scott, are you calling us tonight from Idaho? How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Greg. Thanks. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be on with you and talk a little College of Idaho hoops and whatever else you got cooking tonight.
And, you know, the one thing we always get cooking on a program with me, Scott, is, and we'll get to it later on, you get to ask me one question. So I don't want to spring that on you, but I know you're right guy, and you'll come up with a very good question, and it could be on any subject, any politics, anything, you name it. It could be on the Pope, should he visit the West Coast. But we'll get to that later. But tell everybody how long you've been at College of Idaho and a little bit about you and your family. I think that we have people, by the way, Scott, listening all around the world tonight, including in Russia. So that's pretty fabulous.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Well, I just got back from Berlin, Germany, actually coaching a few weeks, about a month or so ago. So that was I've been traveling the world. So if there's anybody in Berlin out there, I just came back from your town. But I've been at the College of Idaho for 2 years. I'm entering my third season there now. So we've been very fortunate. We've had some good players, and I got a great coaching staff, and we were able to win our conference and advance the national tournament. We won both our regular season and conference tournament championships in my first 2 years here, so that's been great. It's been a great place to be here in Caldwell, and this was my first head coaching job. I previously started out as a volunteer assistant. Well, I was actually an assistant at Santa Barbara High School for 2 years and then a volunteer assistant for Lorenzo Romar at the University of Washington. I was with him when he was at Pepperdine for a year. And then really got my tutelage in college coaching from Rick Majerus at the University of Utah. I was there for 5 years, got my master's there, and moved on from Utah with Coach Majerus, and was at UCLA for 9 years with Ben Howland, who is now the current new head coach at Mississippi State. And from Coach Howland, I got the opportunity to move here to Caldwell and be the College of Idaho head coach. So been kind of my road here in coaching, and you know, so mostly I've been out west, and that's been a great thing for me. I'm from Los Angeles originally, and So really enjoying my time here so far in Idaho.
And, you know, you're in a great conference, the Cascade Collegiate Conference. And Scott, I think our listeners would like to know, what, for you personally, what's the biggest difference between being an assistant coach and being a head coach, besides the title?
Yeah, you know, you always hear what a different perspective it is when you move over that, you know, 8 to 12 inches on the bench. And as an assistant coach, you never really believe that, but it's true. And just the whole perspective is completely different because at the end of the day, as an assistant coach, you've got a lot of ideas and recommendations that you make to the head coach, but you don't have to be the final say-so. You don't have to actually go forward and make that decision and live with the consequences. And that's the difference now. I mean, you know, my assistants make great suggestions to me, but I've got to decide, you know, are we going to foul with up three with 10 seconds to go, or are we going to play the game out? Are we going to, you know, are we going to play man-to-man defense? Are we going to zone? Or what kind of offense are we going to run? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, practice planning. I make a decision on what we're going to do in practice each and every day and what we're going to work on and make the final decision on whether or not we're going to take a recruit or offer a scholarship or so forth. So all of those different decisions that I used to be involved with, I now am the final decision maker, and that's a whole different perspective, and it brings a whole different responsibility. And what that really does is I guess the biggest difference is this time of night when it's time for me to go to bed, I don't really ever stop thinking about our team and our program, whereas an assistant coach, you can actually put it away a little bit when you get home and actually get a decent night's rest. I've found that my sleep is a lot less, and I'm constantly thinking about what we need to do to get better with our program.
And, you know, speaking of assistant coaches, I know you have a great staff, and just a big shout-out for me for the support I always get on Twitter from Jeff Lavender, and pleasure to get to know him a little bit when you were here last year and talk to him. And you know, to have a guy like that on your staff, that certainly makes you probably sleep a little better.
Well, yeah, Jeff's phenomenal. I mean, I was his assistant coach at Santa Barbara High School. We've known each other. We were talking about the other day, actually. We've known each other for over 19 years now. And so I actually got my start in coaching when I was done playing. That's kind of where I gained my passion, was working for him. He was a great high school coach in the state of California, one of the best in the state, had great teams. And he just happened to move up to Idaho about 6 or 8 months before I actually got this opportunity. And so it was just, I guess, meant to be that he was going to be here, and now he gets to be my assistant. And then Colby Blaine is my full-time assistant that's there with me every day. You know, and at the small college level, you don't have, not everybody's full-time. You know, Jeff Lavender is a high school teacher, and then he comes over right afterwards to be with me, and I can rely on him as a veteran and a former head coach. And then I've got Colby Blaine, who was an assistant at College of Southern Idaho for 5 years, one of the best junior college programs in the country, and he's there with me every day full-time and grinding away, and he's an absolutely outstanding coach. And I'm just really lucky. I also have two other volunteers, and B.J. Humphreys, who's a former player here and the all-time single-season shot block leader in College of Idaho history. He played for Marty Holly, and Scott Sharp, who is a Sacramento native and now lives in the Boise area. And I just couldn't be more blessed at this level to have such a great staff with guys that have such knowledge and have been at different places, and just love coming to practice and love coming to work every day, and just, you know, scouting and all the different things that go into it, looking at recruits, looking at opponent scouting. I mean, there's so much that goes into it. The number one most important thing to being a good head coach is definitely getting a good staff, and I am lucky to have and blessed to have a good staff.
Scott, you know, obviously when you were at UCLA, before you came to College of Idaho, with maybe the exception of playing a team pretty close to Division I team or whatever to UCLA's campus, you were on an airplane. That doesn't happen in the Cascade Collegiate Conference for the most part. It's a little different. The weather's not exactly always ideal, and I can speak to that firsthand, coming from Linfield, you know, when College of Idaho used to be in the Northwest Conference. But the travel's not easy. It's a great league, and I think it makes for tougher basketball.
Well, it is a fantastic league. It's a little more pure that way in a sense. I mean, there's some things about Division I college basketball at that high level at UCLA where we were at. I mean, first of all, we had kids that's, you know, a lot of their goals was to get in and get out as quickly as possible. We had a lot of kids that were one and done, two and done, and so forth. So you don't deal with that here. And, you know, the camaraderie on those bus rides is really a lot of fun. And we just kind of look at the bus rides as whether it's a two-movie ride, a three-movie ride, or a four-movie ride. We get, you know, Caldwell Transportation does a great job. We have unbelievable bus drivers that take us and keep us safe on the roads. And, you know, it's definitely different. I always like to joke now that, you know, I can tell my friends that are at UCLA, because they don't charter every single game everywhere they go. And I say, well, we do. We charter everything. It's just a charter bus. That's the only difference. So, but it's a great time. It's kind of fun. It's a little bit more pure. It's a little bit more like, you know, people imagine things used to be at, you know, even at the Division I level way, way, way back when. And, you know, I've enjoyed every bit of it. Our goal is to take at least one plane ride a year. If we can make the national tournament, we know we're taking a plane to Branson, Missouri. And so that's what we're always trying to shoot for.
Scott, when you're at UCLA, a quick comment. I want to focus tonight on you and College of Idaho and others, but I know we have a lot of listeners locally. And full disclosure, it's kind of, I live in a funny world at my age where I just got my Medicare card where I'm real good friends with Stan Love, and one of my closest friends is John Spolstra, but I'm not friends Eric, his son, or Kevin, but not that I just never see him. What was it like to coach Kevin the limited time, and did you think he would be as successful as he's been in the pros when he was at UCLA?
Well, first of all, it was a fantastic opportunity to coach Kevin. Kevin was such a driven, hard-working guy from the day we met him. And we offered Kevin a scholarship when he was in eighth grade. I mean, he was so good. One thing that's interesting that coaches talk about a lot of times is rebounding really translates. If you're a really good rebounder in high school, you're going to tend to be a good rebounder at your position in college, and that'll continue on into the pros if you're good enough to be a pro. If you're not a good rebounder, you're not just going to miraculously become a great rebounder. Guys that are great rebounders have great hands, they have a great knack for the ball, and just a good feel for the game in that area. And so we always knew, I knew Kevin was going to be a great rebounder in the NBA. Whether or not he was going to be at the level that he's at, a lot of that depended on how he was going to continue to work and continue to get better with his body. He has changed his body completely, and you know this, being out there and seeing him play in high school and everything. I mean, when he came to UCLA versus what he looks like now, he doesn't even look like the same person. And he's in such incredible shape. And that doesn't surprise me. Nothing Kevin does surprises me because he's so driven. And he always had a great feel for the game. And a lot of that can be attributed, of course, to growing up with his father, Stan, in the household and teaching him how to play the game from a young age. I mean, Kevin was as good a passer. You know, when I was at Utah and got to coach Andrew Bogut my last year there, I thought Andrew was the best passing big man I had ever been around. Well, Kevin surpassed Andrew by a ton, and Andrew's a heck of a passer, but Kevin's an incredible passer. We knew he had great touch. I mean, the fact that he's stretched his range to be such a pure NBA three-point shooter is just phenomenal. And, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, nothing Kevin does surprises me. Because of his drive to be great. He takes any kind of knock on him as a challenge to try and prove people wrong, and he plays with a chip on his shoulder. And I'm just really, really happy to see him in a situation now where he can win. And I was so bummed out when he got hurt in the playoffs because he was just starting to play better and getting to fit in with that Cleveland system. And I know that he and LeBron had a great get-together this summer before Kevin re-signed. And I guess it was, you know, in the late spring, early summer. And he's really excited to be back in Cleveland right now. I know that. He's really excited for this year coming up.
Very good. Thanks for giving us some great insight on one of the great players in the NBA, Kevin Love, that you have been fortunate enough to be associated with. Speaking of being fortunate enough to associate with Cascade Collegiate Conference, I talked a little bit about the travel, but you'll find this interesting, Scott. You know, I work in the cancer unit at Adventist Medical Center. It's major hospital here in Portland, and we're a half a mile exactly from Multnomah University. We're a half a mile from Warner Pacific, and on our campus is Walla Walla School of Nursing. So I got a little tie into Cascade Collegiate Conference, too.
Absolutely. You sure do. Multnomah is just joining our conference this year along with Walla Walla, so you know, we're excited to welcome them into the conference. And Warner Pacific, I mean, you know, Coach Valentine does such a great job there. They are a force to be reckoned with every year, and you know, I look forward every year to competing against them. They've been a just a great team in the 2 years I've been here, and I'm excited to see. I guess it's a double-edged sword. I'm excited to have such a great team to compete against every year, but at the same time, I don't necessarily look forward to having to play against that zone they have. They run a heck of a zone. They're, you know, I always tell everybody they're like the Syracuse of NAIA in terms of the way they run that zone.
Have you been in Multnomah's gym yet?
Not yet. I've heard the stories, though.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you this. He's probably got the prettiest floor in all of basketball. Sorry about that, University of Oregon. But it is a beautiful floor, and it's nice people there, and I'm glad they're in the conference. And Scott, speaking of the conference, real quickly, it's an emotional year. You lose Concordia, and you're going to lose Danny Miles, who's retiring this year, at Oregon Tech, who definitely deserves to be in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
Oh, without question. I mean, Coach Miles is an icon in this profession, and, you know, knowing about him before I ever joined the conference and then getting a chance to learn about him, get to know him now, I mean, I consider him a friend, and you know, as well as getting to compete against his teams, you know, we've been fortunate to come up on the better end of things, you know, five of the six times we've played in the 2 years, and so that makes me really nervous this year because, you know, the odds are not in our favor to win those games, and being his last year, I know those kids are going to be giving everything they can to such a great coach. He's 100% should be in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. He is one of the finest coaches in the history of the game. And it's just an honor every time we get an opportunity to take the floor against the Danny Miles coach team. I learn a lot just watching his teams on film and getting a chance to scout them, watching the way he handles his players. His players, you can tell, love him. They love playing for him. They want to be out on the floor, and they're very proud to wear those Oregon Tech Hustlin' Owls uniforms. And, you know, that says everything about a coach. When kids want to play for you, they're excited to go out there and execute the things that it is that you're trying to implement. You can just see the difference, and that's why they've been so consistently good for so long.
Scott, my most important question tonight: how do you feel about your 15-16 College of Idaho men's basketball team?
Well, it's going to be a whole different year. I mean, we graduated six of our top eight players last year from a great team, including our starting center, Marko Kovacevic, who was 6'11", and our backup center, Joe Vaz, who was 7'1". We were clearly the biggest team in the NAIA last year, NAIA D1, NAIA D2, you name it, doesn't matter. We were the biggest small college team in the country. We were bigger than most Division I teams last year. So this year will be completely different. And even though we've been a very fast-paced, up-tempo, push-the-ball team, that'll be ramped up even more this year. 2 years ago, we averaged 87 points a game. Last year, we averaged 82 points a game. My sense is that this year will be somewhere around 87 to 90 a game in terms of the pace that we're going to play at. We really shoot the ball well, but we've brought in a lot of new players that are going to be playing some major minutes and guys that have been in the program that have been playing maybe roles backing up other guys are going to have to step up and play larger roles this year. So that's going to change things. We won't be quite as big. In fact, we've already suffered an injury to what was going to be our projected starting center. Aziz Leaks may be out for the season, so we'll be finding out about that. Transfer from Snow College, but I still love the team we got coming back here. Joey Nebaker is our only returning starter, was a transfer from Boise State a year ago, and is going to be a junior for us this year. He's a heck of a player, can really, you know, 6'6", strong, farm strong. He's a farm kid here from Idaho. He's got that tough, strong body on him, and can drive it, can shoot the three. Emmanuel Morgan, who was our backup point guard the last 2 years, is ready to step into the point guard role, and then probably the name that the people in the Northwest will know most in terms of who transferred to us this coming year is a Division I transfer from the University of Portland, Aitor Zubizarreta, who we call him Shuby, and Shuby is from Spain. He's actually Basque, which there's a very large Basque community in the Treasure Valley here in the Boise area, and Shuby is coming in as a junior, and he's going to play have a major impact on our team. He can play both the wing position and the point guard position, can really shoot it. He's a lefty. He's tough. The University of Portland staff, Eric Revno, they all loved him. And we're sad to see him go, but he was looking for a place to go where he had an opportunity to maybe play some more minutes. And so he's been well coached there at in the pilot program, and he comes in here with some good Division I experience. And so those are some guys that are going to really make an impact on us. And we also brought in Dominique Jordan from Tacoma, Washington, who went to Bellevue Community College last year, and he was the NWAC Player of the Year, can really shoot the basketball. And Jalen Turner, who's a junior college transfer from Chicago. So those are kind of the main guys in our recruiting class, and the returning guys that are going to make the biggest impact. Another guy that's going to have a big impact this year is a senior for us that came on late in his junior year last year, Mark Coffin, who actually graduated here from Caldwell High School. And, you know, I expect Mark to play major minutes for us as well.
Great. I can hardly wait to see that team. It's always exciting, and you're such a class act. I mean, I love the way you treat me with respect, and that means something to me. Not everybody's that way when you get a little bit up there, when you get your Medicare card, but you were raised properly, and you know what you're doing. Okay, Scott, it's the time for the boring part of the program. Your question for me, not that it's going to be a boring question, it's all probably mess it up, but fire away.
Well, you know, Greg, I want to know, what's the best small college team you've ever covered? What year, what team is it, what school, in the Northwest in particular, what's the best team as far as you're concerned that you've watched take the floor at the small college level, whether it's NAI or Division II or NCAA Division II, either one?
Well, I went up and watched a couple times the Western Washington championship team of I guess 3 years ago now, isn't it? And I thought that team was tremendous. They reminded me a little bit of the 77 Blazers, which I got to watch a lot, where they really didn't have the big-time superstar. I guess you could say Walton was a superstar, but they really didn't have the big-time star, but they were so great, and they just came coming at you. So I'd put them in there, and then I guess the 69-70 Linfield Wildcats, pretty darn good
wow.
team, and I was
that goes back
was
a little ways
the
right
manager.
There.
Yeah, and they were pretty good, and I don't think many people, and I won't bore them with know much about Ted Wilson, the famous coach at Linfield, but I guess the one thing I can say about him is pretty old school, in that you had to have knee pads and you had to have almost a crew cut. But his teams kind of ironically went up and down and averaged 100 points a game 2 years in a row and 6 hour Sunday practices sometimes, which you probably would get sued for today.
My
so
goodness.
Anyway, that was kind of it. But, you know, it's a great question, and I love it, and I love talking to you. And I got a couple more things. We got about 5 minutes left, Scott.
Yeah, go
Here's
ahead.
A question for you that I know it's a tough question, but I think it's a fair one. You know, do you still have aspirations to get back to Division I? And I know that you seem to be really ingrained at College of Idaho, and it's not a phoniness. You really love it there, I can tell, and I think it's great. I wish you'd stay there forever, but I know you might want to do some other things in your life.
Well, you know, I'm very fortunate to have a great situation. As far as I'm concerned, I have the best small college job in the country. I mean, we led the country in attendance last year. I mean, anybody that's never been to a game at our place and likes and loves basketball, I mean, I recommend you, wherever you're at, if you're in Portland, if you're somewhere else in Idaho, if you're up in Washington, take a drive down sometime and see a game at our place. You'll be blown away. It'll be one of the better college basketball experiences you'll ever have. And, you know, we're fortunate to be in an area where in the Treasure Valley there's 600,000 people, but yet in Caldwell, where the city we're located, down the road from Boise, we're just 50,000 people. So you've got the small college town that really supports our college tremendously, but yet you've got a large amount of people, too, that know about it. People come in from Boise to come watch our games from time to time. They you know, they're showing our highlights on television at night on the major stations down in Boise. And so, you know, it's a little different. I mean, I come from L.A. where, you know, if you're at a small college in L.A., heck, most of the Division I colleges in Southern California don't get any run in the paper or on TV. I mean, it's all about UCLA, USC, you know, San Diego State. I mean, that's it. You don't hear about, you know, it's the Lakers, the Dodgers, you know, those type things. So, you know, here we get an opportunity to be, you know, kind of a bigger fish in a small pond, I guess, is for lack of a better term. So I'm really thrilled to be here. It's a great college. It's an unbelievable academic institution. It's one of the top academic institutions in the Northwest. So I'm able to not only recruit good basketball players, but also good students. And so I'm very, very happy here. I mean, you hit it right on the head. I do feel very comfortable here. I mean, if opportunities come up to be at the Division I level, I've been there for, that's where I spent the majority of my career, and I certainly would listen. There's no doubt about that. But as far as I'm concerned, if those type of opportunities come up, that means I'm doing a really good job where I'm at, and I'm helping the College of Idaho out. So, you know, I feel very fortunate to have the opportunity that I have. These jobs are hard to come by. Being a head coach is not easy to do at the college level, and I tried for many years as an assistant at UCLA to apply for Division I head coaching jobs and was unsuccessful. And finally, Marty Holley and the College of Idaho gave me this opportunity, and I will forever be grateful, and it would take a very, very good opportunity to pry me away from here.
Very good, very candid answer, which I knew you would give, and I appreciate it very much, and I know our listeners do. And you talked a little bit about it, but we've got about a minute and a half left. Scott, I always ask coaches that come on the first time, give a commercial about your school, and you did a good job, but go ahead and amplify on that. And with that said, you're definitely going to be back, so I know you'll come back, and we'll have you back.
Absolutely. Well, I really enjoyed this. I'd love to be back on sometime. I appreciate it, Greg. I appreciate all you do for the schools in the Northwest. Now, small college, big college, high school, I mean, you cover everything. You're amazing. It's incredible. I've heard the stories about how many games you've been to in 1 year and kept track of that. It's really a phenomenal thing. So I really appreciate it, and I'm happy to come on anytime. And with regards to our school, just in addition to, you know, the academics that we have, the type of crowd support that we have here. But we also have the second longest winning streak in the country right now in college basketball behind the University of Arizona at any level. We've won 34 straight games at home. So I'm sure at some point here I'm going to experience a home loss, but I've been fortunate. We've been 17-0 in the 2 years I've been here each year. So we've won 34 in a row, and we have, you know, like I said, an electric crowd at our place, and I know they'll be ready. Our first game this year will be October 30th and 31st. We'll be playing out in La Grande at a little tournament at Eastern Oregon. But then we start our home schedule November 6th and 7th at home in the Taco Bell Shootout, and we open up with Montana Western on November 6th, and I know it'll be an electric crowd that night. And hopefully we can somehow find a way to make it 35 in a row and just take it one game at a time and see what we can do. But I'm excited about this year's team for sure.
Great job tonight, Scott. And we'll definitely, as I said, have you back on. I'm really honored and humbled to know a person like you. You are what, you know, kind of the makes the snapshot of basketball and academics and coaching great, and we hear about the bad things as we shouldn't, and we need to hear more about people like you, and that's what I try and accomplish. Have a great night. Best to all the great people in the Treasure Valley, and you'll be back on this program very soon again.
Well, thanks for having me on, Greg, and you guys have a great night.
You betcha. That's Scott Garson, the Edmonds coach at College of Idaho. We'll have him back. He was awesome, and we love awesome guests. Good night, everybody, and don't forget to make all your free throws.